Are these called line of cut or?
Well, some of them incorporate line of cut. So I guess the best way to describe them is monotype or a monoprint. They're one print. The only way you could reproduce them is photographically. I can't do that over and over and over. I think maybe if I was more skilled, I'd be able to register images, and you probably know, but maybe not everybody knows registration, like in silkscreen, so that your colors match up, you know, boundaries of images match up. It's a little harder to do on this because I'm just picking up the paper and laying it on the plate, and I can't see where things are going. It's not like a silkscreen where I'm looking through the image and pulling a print that I can do it over and over and over again. So it's a little bit more of an organic process. I have to accept what happens. Sometimes that works. I have a pile of paper that will probably become something else at some point, and that's okay. That's kind of fun, too.
Some of them have repeating images. I'm looking at this flower. It looks like
the anemone.
Oh, okay.
So I've done a number of things. I have carved line of cut blocks. This sea urchin is a line of cut, but the seaweed in there and the shells are soft block, and it's a much easier material to carve, and I'm finding as I get older that my hands really appreciate not, if I try and get too detailed and carve too much, I almost can't use my hands after a few days. So, and then I did some pen and ink on top of it, and of course it has the gel printing that serves as the base for it. So it's layers of images. It takes a while to put them together, even though the images may look simple. They almost never, maybe not even the walrus. That was a double print, and then I painted on top of it, and I had a plate in the back, so you've got to wait for each layer to dry. And sometimes I have to think about something. This raven started out as something else.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted the raven in it, but it was a lighter color, and as I played with it, it got darker and darker and darker and reworked and reworked. And it's just kind of fun to see where the pieces go as I work on them.
That's a real challenge with print. You have to think out the steps
well,
in advance, right?
Some of them are the way that they are because of that. And what's really interesting is I'm fascinated by really lean images that are where you really are just looking at light and dark and figuring out how those go together. And that's originally what I wanted to do with the prints. And as you can see, that I haven't done that. I will get there, but I haven't done that. I've gotten a lot more detailed, and I would like to get to the point where I can pare things away and still be able to tell a story and make an image recognizable. But it's really fun to play with the textures and the colors, and so I sort of gave myself permission once I started doing this and committed to it. It was just like, go for it. There is no wrong.
In some places, you got some pretty cool interaction of the colors, it looks like.
Yeah, and it's been very fun to pick. My color palette, my favorite color is blue. And so I started out using a lot of blue. And then over time, I started really working with complementary colors and liking that sort of shock between purple and green and orange and purple and colors I would not have traditionally put together just to create some excitement and some energy in the pictures. So that's really been a fun process.